good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. We
have Wendy.
Good, good. We have Wendy Wilson joining us today for the first segment of the program, and lots of things to talk about. So perhaps we should get started. Is that okay with you?
That's okay. I know you're going to be reporting the thing first. You go right ahead, and I'll shut up.
We've got gold today. Had a nice turnaround. It was down for a little bit in the morning, and right now in the New York spot price after market, we're looking gold up $7 at $1,787. Silver was down a couple pennies at $26.55, and it was but down 5 cents. It was a lot lower earlier in the day also. Platinum was down 11 at 1230. Palladium was down $12 at 3028. Paper markets, well, let's go to the USDX, was down 0.01 at 91.28. Crude oil was down 41 cents at 65.28. And the paper markets today, oh, let's see. The Dow looks like it hit another record, up 96 points at 34,229. The S&P was up 3 points at 4,167. The NASDAQ was negative by 51 points at 13,582. 10-year yield, 1.57%, down 0.01. And the European markets were all strong overnight, and the Asian markets were all negative overnight. So at least the three biggies, the Nikkei, Shanghai, and the Hang Seng. So those were all negative. And, you know, we're just going into debate territory, you know, inflation. And is it temporary? Is it going to be long term? You know, it's these are the issues that we'll be talking about when we come back from our second, when we come back from our first break. And we have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody. Hello, Pastor Butch.
How are you, Wendy?
I'm okay.
Always okay. You're always up. I love that. I like it.
Okay, good.
Well, thanks. Thanks, thanks, Butch. What am I then?
Well, you're always up, too. I mean, I'm used to you being up all the time. I mean...
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought I'd kind of answer some basic questions that are trying to make a complex topic a little simpler to understand when it comes to your viruses that are in now the COVID-19 and what makes these experimental vaccines so different from what we're used to, let's say, with regular influenza shots. Well, one of the things that you find in the ingredients, and a lot of times it may not be even listed, but I think the CDC does say there's a lipids in this vaccine. But what you really have is lipid nanoparticles. And people go, well, what the heck is that? And what is it supposed to do? So we've been hearing a lot of testimonials from scientists and physicians lately that the COVID vaccine has nanolipid particles. And it also is listed as hydrogel. So the leaking of this information on the COVID vaccine seems to get more bizarre by the week. And the average person, you know, reading this stuff really doesn't have a clue what all this may mean. So we're going to try to see if we can put it into perspective for the average person to have some understanding. So let's look at this new vaccine technology. They're called the mRNA or messenger RNA vaccines. And it's a new technology in which there are proteins in the vaccine that are replacing the old therapy in treating disease. So the delivery method of the treatment is different. So a lipid-like substance, and they're called lipidoids, they form nanoparticles. They're called LNPs, which are really your lipinoids nanoparticles, LNPs. And they supposedly are to deliver various nucleic acids. So what the heck is a nucleic acid? Well, nucleic acids are these macromolecules that are found in your cells, and they're also found in viruses as well. So their function, these nucleic acids, their function is to store genetic information, like your DNA, and it helps the cell make certain proteins for functions. So the nanoparticles are synthetics. They're made from iodized polymer material, and that's important. A molecule with a negative or a positive charge is what an iodized polymer material is. And this tends to mimic the lipid membranes on your cells. So your nanoparticles have a hydrated layer to improve protein absorption. And this process was designed initially for single-cell gene diseases to supposedly correct a defect. However, the process is now being used in many areas of science and within medicine, such as your cell reprogramming with mRNAs. So the cell reprogramming takes control over how your cells are regulated in expressing and communicating with other cells. It's called transcription. So it really takes control of transcription. So let me see if I can give you an idea what that may mean. Let's say, Pastor Butch, you want to get on a spaceship and you want to fly to the mothership out there in the space, just like on Independence Day, the movie, and you want to infect that mothership because it's an alien ship with a virus. So you port to that ship and you upload your virus and then you get to getting out of there. So that's exactly what is happening with the mRNA. They're uploading and they're taking over your computer system or in your body, essentially your cells and how they communicate, how they function. So it's rewriting the database, basically, that God put there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Well, let me give you this quote by CD Bioparticles. They actually make nanoparticles for the vaccine industry, and they can customize them. They say lipid nanoparticles bearing a permanent positive charge are more toxic and less efficient. So, you know, if they put a positive charge, an ionized charge, on that polymer material, it's more toxic as a product. So let's look at your gene immune therapy, because that's what you have in this COVID-19. So how your mRNA vaccine is working in the COVID vaccine is that the mRNA encodes, or what it does is it transcripts your immune system response, and it targets cells. So it's overriding your immune system response. So it can target any cell, even your own antibodies. This is just incredible. So the real concern is that this type of nanotechnology is going to replace eventually everyday prescription drugs, and most treatments will become injected forms. So the main target, though, of your mRNA vaccines are your antigen-presenting cells, or APCs, and your dendritic cells. Now, these are your immune system cells. So your mRNA COVID vaccine is targeting specifically these cells, okay? So the antigen-presenting cells are key to your immune system because they help control a normal immune system response. They help the killer T-cell antibodies to recognize the invading threat, the pathogen, or the disease. And in this response, it's being rewritten or controlled in another way with the vaccine. It can really spell disaster and cause serious injury and death when you do this. So now getting to the main function of the other process of your antigen cells, dendritic cells are essentially messenger cells that deliver important information about invading pathogens to the immune system antibodies. So let's say, Pastor Butch, you're a killer T cell. You're on the front line, and here comes a runner with some very vital information about the enemy you're about to engage in. And they're going to tell you about his Achilles heel. And you're going to read that, and you're going to, I know exactly how to defeat this enemy. So that's what your dendritic cells do for your killer T cells. They're very important.
That sounds just like me. You got it.
Oh, yeah. You go get him, Pastor Butch. Go get him. So basically, it's a team effort. But your COVID-19 nanoparticles rewrite all this. It takes over and changes the whole thing. So now your dendritic cells also help your immune system adapt previously stored antibodies to fit the new pathogen. So let's say you're on that front line. Here comes Dendrick cell. He has information about the enemy, and he says, oh, by the way, do you remember that special weapon you used last time, Pastor Butch? Hey, we can actually use that and modify it to defeat this guy. And so that's what happens with the adaptogen cells. You already have a tool. You just got to modify it a little bit to defeat the new enemy. So if this function is rewritten by your vaccines, it tends to cause confusion within the immune system, and it can cause disease like your autoimmune diseases. So the mRNA serums can be coded to perform any task with a different target of a different receptor, like your lectins or your antigen capturing presentation cells. So different protein targets a change, and then the outcome of the treatment is different. So this is why all of these proteins, they're finding all these proteins in the serum. So different serums with different lot numbers can be used to test these different outcomes. So have you heard some people are having neurological problems, some people are having cardiovascular problems, and then some people are just having, you know, immune system problems.
Well,
so
let me illustrate this with you very quickly. Daniel Brinkman, the Power Hour, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
He had two uncles took the vaccine and went blind.
Yeah, I was just hearing that overseas ophthalmologists are now ethically obligated to tell patients that there are 20,000 new eye disorders reported from having COVID vaccine. 20,000.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to get mine. For goodness sake, people.
Well,
anyway.
I know. Well, the main cause from that report that I was reading just real quick was inflammation. Inflammation to the body is a real enemy, and this COVID's full of inflammation. But neurologically, when you get a lot of inflammation, you know, in the brain and the eye area, it's not good. You know, encephalitis is inflammation of the brain. So basically, you're getting these vaccines that are programmed to target certain areas, and actually, they're targeting you. Okay, so they're rewriting your immune system, and then different serums can have different proteins to alter the outcome. So that's why some people aren't dying from heart attacks and blood clots. Some people are dying from neurological problems, and some people are dying from something else. So I think a lot of these different serums have different proteins, and they're testing lots. I think we're the biggest experiment ever.
Let me ask you a question.
I totally
agree. Today, Moderna came out and said that the booster – is going to generate promising immune response against the variants. So is this just a continuation of the experiment? And
I did hear about something on that. I was a Dr. Cindy Medjai. She's an internal medicine disorder.
Dr. Carrie Medjai. Carrie Medjai. Actually, Carrie Medjai.
Oh, yes. Okay, I got the wrong. Okay.
Carrie Medjai. That's all right.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, sorry, my phone's going off. Anyway, so she was saying the boosters are there to create a critical effect. In other words, to load you up, to load the system up. And so the more you get, the outcomes will be different. So she said she has a whole different perspective on the boosters, and none of it's good. So I tell people, you know, definitely do your homework. And the thing is you have to ask, you know, I think I've mentioned this. I'm very offended by the term herd immunity. We're not animals.
I know. That always bothered me, too.
Yeah, we eat animals. So they must think of us as animals in that regard. But and even when you when you look at certain things in a lot of the code or the statutory legal jargon for all the states, basically, they look at disease as in animals and humans almost the same. If you read their papers, it's really interesting how they word things. Mm-hmm. But let me read you this quote again by CD Bioparticles. They say that your LPNs. So your LPNs, they say, induce a strong prion inflammatory response that it creates a TH1 type of psychotine. Now, most adjuvants, they say, are already proteins called LPNs. So do you remember the term psychotine storm that doctors try to avoid when a patient gets sick with something? A psychotine storm means the immune system has gone into hyperdrive and there's lots of inflammation all over the body. They're creating that with the LPNs. The LPNs, wow, are the new adjuvants. The LPNs are the new adjuvants, they say, to help the immune system respond better and stronger. But what they're doing is they're causing immune system disruption.
And, so, and they know this. They know this.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, you know, I just shared with my little Melody here a week ago on some information that came out in 1991 where they, the many, many departments of the government have to be careful working, experimenting on their human subjects. That's what that was, actual wording, human subjects.
Yeah, well, so these nanoparticles are the LPNs. That's what I want you to remember, because people say, what the heck is a nanoparticle doing in a vaccine? It's there as a supposedly adjuvant to create a lot of inflammation in the body, and inflammation can cause a myriad of disorders. Now, I want you to remember also, applications already been submitted for approval for mRNA vaccines with these nanoparticles, or LNPs, for cancer immune therapy, and also imaging and tracking purposes, and with a lot of biometric data collection. So it's all there. So you have to wonder, you know, what other dual purpose are the nanoparticles performing in your COVID vaccine? Is it all about a data collection?
Absolutely.
So I think they think they can track you with it or something.
But they do. As a matter of fact, and we showed that video that in our church a few months ago, where they actually did track people with it. And 5G plays a lot in that situation. And
yes,
6G is on the verge coming out now too. So this is where we're heading for.
I think 6G, I heard, was super fast. A blink,
yes,
of an eye, you can upload a file or something.
Yes, a whole movie or something like that. Yes.
So they're going to be able to upload stuff to these people that get vaccinated? I don't know. It gets more bizarre by the day. It really does. The more you dig, the more you find. You go, this is just too twisted.
They're creating this bots without our permission.
This is part of the beast system. This is part, yep, of the beast system. It's what it is.
Yes,
it
right.
Really is.
Yeah, yeah. And that didn't Tom Cruise did a movie about you get arrested just for thinking things?
Yeah,
or
that was called Minority Report, and they're working on that right now. As a matter of fact, some police agencies have been warned not to react too quickly on some of these new thought crimes.
Wow.
And, this is all for real stuff, folks. She's not making this up. This is all for real stuff.
Hmm. So I guess you can't tell the judge off and can't have an opinion. You get arrested for that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's very true.
Give us a call at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663 for our free product catalog, 866-229-3663. We're in the middle of a sale. Save 25%.
All righty. Thank you, Wendy, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial
Bye-bye.
Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Sign up for a weekly newsletter. And was that happy enough, Butch?
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. You know, Wendy brought forth a lot of important information today.
She did. She
biblical prophecy, mm-hmm. actually. Folks, this is for real, and it's here. As Melanie and I were talking during the break, the scary part is not the technology. The scary part is the people that are willing to take it.
Yep.
That's the scary part. I'll be doing some teaching on this tonight on my broadcast on why this is. I did a 4-hour teaching, Melody, entitled From the Mask to the Mark. And people are ordering it all over the country, and it seemed like they're really enjoying it. Some people are making copies and pass them out. It's not because I'm a genius. I do understand some scripture. I do understand current events. I've studied history. Did you know that the mask was used for a sign of slavery as far back as the Roman Empire and probably before?
That's right. They did wear masks, didn't they?
That's right. This mask mandate was a conditioning for everyone take the mark. You know, we got to have this. It's all conditioning. And it's working very well. God help us, it's working very well. Fear is a great motivator. And people will do about anything to try to save their lives for one more day. And now the mask, the vaccine, morphing into the fact that many businesses are not going to put you back to work unless you have a vaccination. Now, that's against the law right now, actually. The FDA hasn't approved that, but it's against the law. But it's also another thing where you cannot buy or sell without it. You can't travel without it in some places. So this is, folks, this is coming together. Now, I'm not saying this is the mark. I'm saying this is a conditioning for that idea, for sure. And here we are. Just like Social Security number was, all driver's license numbers, business license, marriage license, hunting license. All conditioning. Conditioning. So now I'll shut up before I start preaching. Go ahead.
No, it is. And the thing of it is, Butch, let's jump into the future. I mean, we've had these things in front of us before, and it was always at a distance. It didn't happen.
Yeah, didn't seem possible. Yeah,
that it's happening today. We really truly felt like there was time, that there it wasn't on our doorstep just yet. But I'm here to tell you, Butch, it's at our doorstep.
Well, Tex Mars, 20 years ago, came out about nanobots and warned people mm-hmm. about it. I remember that.
Sure.
And everybody thought, oh, that's not going to happen. Folks, it is happening. And we're probably 25 to 50 years behind what they're actually doing with them.
What they're actually doing. Yep.
So this is Bible. I mean, this shouldn't scare you. I understand it's not good news necessarily. But if you're a believer, Melody, in God and His Word, this should encourage you because you're seeing His prophecies prophesied as far as 4,000 to 5,000 years ago come to pass. That shouldn't scare us. That should encourage us to stand because we know His Word is true. We read the last chapter of the book. We know who wins.
We certainly do.
So that's why I don't understand people get frightened over these things. I don't like it. And I can't say I'm not concerned. Of course I'm concerned. But I'm not frightened to the point I'm going to be herded into this chute and given this vaccination and following this right into the end. I'm not going to do it. My life is important to me, obviously, but I won't sell my soul for it.
You know, and to some degree, it kind of makes you a little angry.
Yes, it does.
That we allowed. You know, that. But then again, it is how we were made, though, Butch. Were we not?
Yes,
or is it just that we've, you know, we're able to make the choices and we look at the choices that were made.
Well, it's man's nature now, Melody. I mean, ever since the garden, man's nature has been towards fear and outright sin. And fear is a form of idolatry.
Yeah,
it is. And God doesn't give a spirit of fear. So it's a form of idolatry, Satan worship. And people don't want to hear that. And I understand, again, we're all, I mean, this, I'm not talking about fears of falling or whatever it may be. That's natural. But to walk in fear, man, what man can do to you, and to sell your soul, so to speak, so you can live another year or two or 10 years, whatever, to do that and sell out your children and their children, that is absolutely idolatry. And it will take you to hell.
Yeah.
Now, see, you broached the subject, so here we go. But this is serious. And there's no doubt about it. It's beyond serious.
Yeah.
And what's next on their calendar? I don't know. I don't know what's coming up next. But I guarantee there's more coming. This is only the beginning of the tidal wave. We haven't seen anything yet.
True.
So, we'll go back to some other news now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You sound like you do. I thought this is interesting. And it's needed. This is a shame that a state has to do this. But nonetheless, Montana to end extra unemployment pay due to worker shortage. Now, we've discussed this now for a couple months. But Montana Governor Craig Gianforte announced Tuesday the state will end its participation next month in a federal unemployment program as the state struggles with a worker shortage. Beginning June 27th, unemployed workers in the state will no longer receive $300 in extra weekly benefits for going payments that were approved through September 6th. Now, folks, this doesn't speak well, in my mind, of the majority of people who will sit at home and pass up a good job just to draw extra money for a couple months. And it ends in September anyway. What, they waiting for another to kick in September? You never know, huh? But instead, the state will launch a new program to provide bonuses to unemployed workers who return to work. Now, they have to provide bonuses for them to take a job from the state taxpayer. Montana is open for business again, but I hear from too many employers throughout our state who can't find workers. Nearly every sector in the economy faces a labor shortage, Gianforte said in a statement, adding that the federal unemployment benefits are doing more harm than good. Under the new incentive program, workers currently receiving unemployment benefits can qualify for a one-time $1,200 bonus after they've completed the 4 weeks on the job, a new job. The governor approved 15 million in funding for the incentives from the federal coronavirus relief dollars allocated to the state. Guess who's paying the $15 million, Melody? Of course, they're paying $300 too. But the state is going to pay $15 million out so people will get off the high end and go back to work.
Wow. It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
So, but I want to share that. That's kind of a disgrace, in my opinion, that they have to do that to get people off the high end and go back to work. But you go ahead. I'll let you say something. Go ahead.
No, you don't want me to say anything. I'll get in trouble.
Well, that's all right. It won't be the first time.
Yeah. But you know what? Talking about jobs. You know, here you have, and I'm no fan of Bank of America, but Bank of America Securities, their global research team said it expects a lot of the workers to go back to work this year. But Bank of America has warned that over 2 million workers could take longer to come back to the labor market. And the key thing here is if they return at all. Jobs probably aren't going to be back to these pre-pandemic levels until sometime next year. In total, Bank of America estimates that among the 9.7 million workers reported as unemployed, there are another 4.6 million workers that are not in the labor force due to the pandemic. Now, that's probably a lot of those that you're talking about, some of them.
Yeah.
And the distinction is important because the Bureau of Labor Statistics only classifies a worker as unemployed if they're actively searching for a job. The millions, and Dave and I talk about this all the time, the millions of unemployed Americans holding off on job searching through the pandemic are considered out of the labor force and are not counted in the headline employment rate. So, again, it's going to be a long time, if ever, we ever get back to where we were pre-so-called pandemic.
We'll never get back.
No. Nope.
Even to what you and I knew, these young married couples,
true.
We'll never get back to that. It's forever, ever, ever gone. And I know I don't like to say that, but folks, there's no point in kidding ourselves. It's gone.
It's gone for what we know.
Yes, it is.
Knew.
It is.
But
there were some good things
that
we knew.
But to the young people, Butch, this
is
their
normal.
World.
It's a new normal.
This is their new normal.
It's a shame. It really is. I guess you saw Yellen says she isn't predicting higher interest rates. I thought this was interesting. Treasury Secretary walks back comments she made earlier suggesting that rates might rise. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Tuesday she's neither predicting nor recommending that the Federal Reserve raise interest rates as a result of President Biden's spending plans, walking back her comments early in the day that rates might need to rise to keep the economy from overheating. I don't think there's going to be an inflationary problem. Really, Miss Yellen? But if there is, the Fed can be counted on to address it. The Fed is what caused it. Oh, Miss Yellen, a former Fed chairwoman, said Tuesday that the Wall Street Journal CEO's Council Summit. Miss Yellen suggested earlier Tuesday that the central bank might have to raise rates to keep the economy from overheating if the Biden administration's roughly $4 trillion spending plans are enacted. Melody, the Fed caused inflation in the first place. They're creating fiat currency. That caused inflation, does it not?
Yes, it does.
And it caused inflation whether there's plenty of goods or not plenty of goods. There was a time inflation may happen temporarily when somebody got behind on a certain product. They ran low, so the price went up to get the product. But that went away. Now, with the fiat currency that the feds have created, has brought inflation continually. It never goes away. Whether we consider good times or bad times, inflation is with us every day.
It really is. I'm just going to go back to, you know, the Doug Nolan who talked about this historic experiment and this monetary management. It's completely off the charts. And there was no reason to ever believe, as we have mentioned for how many years, you know, to anyone believe that this massive money printing is going to be the solution to the problem, you're crazy. And everybody, you know, and the funny thing, Butch, is everybody knows it. Everybody understands what's going to happen. And yet we all, you know, it's kind of like what we were just talking about. We're just going along with it.
Because we have been for years. We have been for years.
I know. We just go along with it. Complain. Doesn't do anything. And the politicians who are really are the ones that are accountable for it. They've got, you know, the banksters, as always, has created these situations where, you know, they just destroy.
Sure.
They're not here to manage your wealth. They're here to destroy and become more powerful, more wealthy. And it always happens. It doesn't matter who, what, when, or where, it's going to happen. And yet, we just go along with it, knowing that money printing, it's not the solution to the problem. It only creates problems, and bigger ones are created.
That's very true.
And yet people feel their hands are tied. They're going along for the ride. But someday that ride is going to end. And it'll probably end gone off the cliff.
Well, in the next article out of the Washington AP, I thought ties into this, and you might, this is almost laughable, but it isn't. Treasury warns a need to deal with the national debt limit. Now listen, what the Treasury warns of need to deal with national debt limit at $35-38 trillion in debt. They're just come to the idea we need to deal with this. How are they going to deal with it, folks? How are they going to pay off that kind of debt? The Treasury Department says it will employ measures to avoid an unprecedented default on the national debt this summer, but officials say those measures could be exhausted much more quickly than normal given the unusual circumstances of the global pandemic. Treasury officials on Wednesday urged Congress to pass either a new borrowing limit or another suspension of the debt before July 31st deadline. The Treasury will continue to initiate the types of bookkeeping maneuvers. Yeah, that's right. Bookkeeping maneuvers. It is used in the past to keep the government from breaching a level that would trigger a default on the massive national debt. I'm laughing about that. They think they can stop this. They can pay this debt back, Melody. They think they can still under control. It's under control. I mean, Social Security is basically broke. All the benefit programs are really broke. And we're $35 to $30 trillion in debt that we know of, not counting the other benefits. But this is still under control, Billy. They can deal with it if they stop it and start bringing it in right now. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, hallelujah.
I mean, they just have to change bookkeeping maneuvers.
You know, it's just digits.
We could try that in our checkbook, but it wouldn't work for us, would it?
No, unfortunately, it won't.
So, but this is how ridiculous it is.
It really is.
And the Washington AP is reporting it like it's some kind of great move.
Like it's some kind of what?
Great move.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, it's a Biden administration. Of course they would. You know, thinking that this is a great thing, that they're going to get it under control in order so that they can pass their $4 trillion infrastructures bill. That's what it's all about. When was the last time you heard anybody talking about the debt ceiling? When was the last time that, you know, it is, it's amazing. And both parties are at, well, there's
absolutely
more to it than just the both parties, but.
Neither one of them has done anything to slow it down in my lifetime. They may talk about it, but they never did slow it down.
No, and it was all talk to get
sure,
those votes.
It was all talk.
Just to get votes.
Now they don't even talk about it anymore. It's no longer a debatable issue in a campaign.
I know.
They just want, you know, so they forgot about it, all about it. But of course, while waste time talking about it, everybody knows they can't fix it. Well, not everybody, but most of us do.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
And you know, when I turn the, you know, I try to watch the news in the morning, it's just like, I mean, every single day, the only thing they talk about, and yes, it's important, but is immigration, what's going on at the borders, and important. Yes, it is. And the election. It's like, isn't there any other news out there? I think so.
Well, COVID.
I think there is. And it's the same thing. Then you go to flip to another station, depending on, you know, if it's a little more liberal, then all they talk about is racism. It's just like, you talk about Looney Tunes in this world. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. Just one more time.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody. I did say I was Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Oh, can you believe it's May 5th already?
I know it can. I can't believe it's Wednesday already. This week's flying by again.
It is. It truly is. We're here to remind the listeners every day that just how fast time is going by.
In case you forget, folks. Yeah.
In case it goes by so fast and you forget.
Well, you know, this may sound silly, but sometimes I have to stop and think what day of the week it is. Because I stay that busy at times. Yes. Now, maybe I may sound silly. People say, well, he's an old man. That's true, I am. But there are days I have to stop and think, this is Tuesday or Wednesday. You know,
well, I didn't get there yet, I didn't get there yet, and it still goes by fast.
Well, I do from time to time. I have to look up what day is this.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, this is, again, talk about inflation. Talk about companies here hiking prices in response to soaring inflation. Earlier today, we know that the one thing every company was obsessing during the Q1 earnings set call, inflation. As BofA equity strategist Savita Subramanian calculated, mentions of inflation quadrupled year to year, and after last week, mentions have exploded to 800% year to year. So businesses are absolutely discussing hyperinflation. I didn't say it. They said the transitory hyperinflation ahead. And this is an official statement from a big four bank, not some tinfoil conspiracy blog. What's more concerning is that not only are companies talking about inflation, they're also responding to soaring input costs by hiking prices, either in absolute terms or by stealth shrinkification. Now, we know what that is, Melody. A 5-pound bag of sugar is now 4 pounds. The price didn't go down, but the quantity went down. A pound of bacon is now, 12 ounces? So it's along 16 ounces. So this, folks, this is not me. This is not Melody. This is businesses saying we have got... And we're going to have hyperinflation. I don't know how much more evidence can we provide to people, Melody, that the dollar is going to be worth nothing? And I won't trade with it, but it'll be of less value.
So many people have a hard time recognizing because they use credit cards. And I think when you use credit
cards, that's true too.
Yeah. You really don't see how little your dollar is buying. You don't feel it. You don't have to get it out of your wallet. You don't have to count it. You don't have to see, and you really don't think that much about the additional cost of things. You're easily fooled.
Well, unless you see it at the gas pumps or at the grocery store, maybe, right?
Because it's right there in your face. But I mean,
exactly.
How many people just pump up without even looking?
I looked at a 2016 Dodge pickup, beautiful truck, gorgeous truck, love to have it. 2016, that's 5 years ago, Mel. That's getting some years already. Not many miles on it all, but a beautiful truck. You know what the price of that truck was for a 5-year-old pickup truck? 38,000 dollars.
Well, they're ripping you off. That's a lot.
That is a lot for a five-year-old car. 38, well, we'll give you a good deal on your trade-in. Yeah, I'm sure you would. But 38, I mean, it's a gorgeous truck. It's a cream color truck.
You can buy a new one for 50.
Well, closer to 60 with what this is loaded.
Wow.
This has got this one of those things got everything on it. It has a tan leather interior, two-tone tan, darker brown tan. Oh, it's gorgeous.
They are pretty.
When I saw the sticker, my balls fell out. So I didn't, you know, so. Unbelievable.
I'm glad you got them back in.
But I did, but I mean, it's just frustrating.
It is.
You go back to news again. The IMF warns global tax deal urgently needed to avoid a potential trade war. They want to tax the corporations all over the world to avoid a trade war because it said it could be risk of spiraling into a chaotic tax or trade war where everyone loses. Do we need an IMF to regulate trade between nations?
Well, I mean, kind of already do with the World Trade Organization, WTO.
They do. And, but now how's this tax going to fix that?
And that was part of the PPP program, or not the PPP, yes. But the big trade agreement.
Yes.
That Trump
TPP.
Mixed.
Yes.
What was it?
It was one they called the TPP?
TPP, yeah.
Yeah.
And but, so, the, yeah, that's, so that, that's where they're headed.
A tax is going to fix it.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Why not?
Taxes fix everything, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, there was a saying in this country a couple of years ago or a while back, no taxation without representation. Do you remember that saying? I think it was something famous that happened back in about 200-something years ago.
That what?
That no taxation without representation.
Oh, that thing.
You remember, I think it was a war fought over that part of that reason,
yeah,
I do believe.
Yeah.
But now we have that, and they have the IMF is going to tax the world. Who's going to represent the people? Anyway.
Who represents them now? Nobody.
Exactly. That's very true. So you go ahead. I'm just covering headlines. I know you got things you want to say. You go ahead.
No, I mean, that's all part of this globalization, and it's all part of the monetary, you know, when countries begin to default on their debt. And, you know, I do believe there will be a trade unit. I do believe it'll be backed by gold. I do believe it'll be a basket of currencies. I mean, that's the only logical way to do it. And it'll bring all nations down to an equal, which is what they want. They don't want anybody out ahead. Everybody has to be equal, but it's not a good equal, of course. It's the bottom layer of equal. It's about what, you know, it's as less, it'll be as least as what people expect. So it's not going to be a good situation, but and I do believe it'll be backed by gold. And I don't know if it'll be 100, it won't be. I know it won't be 100%, but it'll be some percentage of gold in that basket. It's the only way they can do it. And it can't be totally digits. It's the only way to bring these nations down to the same level. Already I saw Biden is, the administration is going to be talking to China and about the trade agreement, the first part of the Trump's trade agreement. So it isn't business as usual. They might pretend to paint the picture as business as usual, but it's anything but.
I agree. And back to the IMF tax. If they tax corporations, guess who's going to pay the tax?
Sure.
Always. We will, folks. We will. Now, if this might make you rethink the vaccinations also, and why they push them so hard, Pfizer expects vaccine will be durable revenue stream. Wow. As it seeks approval for children 2 to 11 years old. Gee whiz, Melby. Pfizer released a strong earnings report. No duh. Surpassing Wall Street's elevated projections. And also revealed that it's both on the cusp of securing regulatory approval in the U.S. for minors between ages of 12 to 15 to receive a vaccine, setting up another wave of demand as the Biden administration heaps pressure on states to get their vaccination numbers up. During a call with analyst and reporter CEO Albert Bourla revealed that Pfizer is in talks with basically all the governments of the world. Folks, let that sink in a minute. About providing shots and booster shots through 2024. The key number is that Pfizer expects sales of its coronavirus jab to hit $26 billion by the end of this year, a milestone that would make the vaccine the company's biggest-selling pharmaceutical product, eclipsing Humira, the popular rheumatoid arthritis drug made by AbbVie. Also, Pfizer said it intends to use its mRNA technology underpinning in COVID-19 jab for other therapies and vaccines. For example, the company is working on creating a seasonal flu shots using the same RNA lipid nanoparticle technology. Nanoparticle technology. This is what Wendy just talked about. And Melody, it's going to be a durable revenue stream for them. Isn't that remarkable?
Just amazing. Just amazing. You know, I think the interesting thing that I heard Wendy say is that they're going to be working on cancer and so forth.
Yeah, that's vaccines and so forth.
And, yes. And, you know, we all know they have cures for cancer. Maybe not all of them, but some of them. I mean, we just know that.
There's just no way, and again,
here they're not looking for the cures or anything. There's just something that they can give you on a day-to-day basis, month to month, year to year.
Would you call that something they want to cure.
There's no profit in curing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. And now we're finding out that women who have not been vaccinated, now, folks, you can find this on Pfizer's own paperwork. They warn against this. The ones who have been vaccinated can shed problems in people who have not been vaccinated, even to the point of infecting expecting mothers. I'm not making this up. This is a warning on their own paperwork. And on top of that, U.S. birth and fertility rates in 2020 dropped to another record low, Melody. U.S. birth and fertility rates in 2020 dropped to another record low as births fell for the sixth consecutive year to the lowest level since 1979, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Centers for Health Statistics. The number of births in the U.S. declined last year by 4% from 2019, double the average annual rate of decline of 2% since 2014, the CDC said in its preliminary birth data released Wednesday. Total fertility rates and general fertility rates also declined by 4% since 2019, reaching record lows. The U.S. birth rate is so low, the nation now is below replacement levels, meaning more people die every day than are being born. Is that why they're bringing in foreigners? Illegals?
Yeah.
Just a question. I mean, isn't that kind of alarming?
Yes, it is.
I think that should concern all of us.
Well, you know, you can look to Japan and you can see how, you know, their birth rate, I mean, a nation needs, I don't know how
they
you
do.
Want to put
yes,
it,
they
but
do. They need, a nation. They need to repopulate themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And look at the problems that Japan is having.
When the young generation is not able to produce to take care of their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, guess what happens? They have to get rid of the grandmas and grandpas.
That's exactly where we're at.
That's exactly right. And they're working on it, folks. That's what this COVID vaccine is all about in nursing homes.
And you don't have that. You never see that issue addressed except with Cuomo. There's more nursing homes in this nation other than the one in New York.
Yeah, there truly are.
You know, so how many deaths occurred in these nursing homes across the country?
Well, as they were in a book on the 300, what was it? There was something about the 300 elite, whatever, said that these are useless eaters, so we have to get rid of them anyway.
Yeah.
Now, folks, I didn't say that. They said it. Different topic, kind of interesting. Giuliani allies. Pressed Trump to help foot his growing legal bills. Giuliani's allies reporting he's pressing former President Trump's team to help the embattled lawyer pay for his growing legal bills. Giuliani's advisors are pleading with Trump's team to dip into its $250 million campaign bank account and pay the attorney for the work he did to try to overturn the results of the 2020 election, according to the report from the New York Times. Giuliani's team increased the pressure on Trump's camp, the Times reported, after federal prosecutors executed a search warrant at the lawyer's home and office as part of an investigation into dealings with Ukraine. They're looking into whether Giuliani's illegally lobbied the Trump administration on behalf of the Ukrainian oligarchs, the same officials who were helping him search for the dirt on Trump's political foes, including the then-Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. So Giuliani's financially in a bind for legal fees, according to this article.
You know what irritates? Well, let him go do a GoFundMe page, all right?
There you go.
You know,
that's a good idea.
I get tired of paying these guys' legal bills or seeing them get, I get bombarded by emails for Trump, for this, for that. Oh, we need you. We need you. You know what? You guys are the ones that are the million and billionaires. Start funding your own stuff.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And
good grief. Nobody pays my bills or my legal fees. I don't have any, but if I did.
I was very quick to say that we got a couple of articles I want to hit real quickly. A top Australian journal leaked classified briefing saying that the war with China is a high likelihood. And also that, it's very quickly, science. If you want to take a trip on Blue Origin, that Jeff Bezos' new rocket to outer space or right on the edge of space, it's going to cost around $200,000 per passenger. So I know Melody's going to buy Ty and I a ride on the new rocket, right, Melody?
Should the three of us go?
Well, why not?
I think maybe I'll just send you two.
that sounds like you. But anyway, so see, some people make the money.
I'll take the second jet.
But war, I mean, the Australian general says maybe war with China is a high likelihood. And now Bezos, of course, selling seats on jet. I just want to share those very quickly. Running out of time. I know we are.
We are.
Another program
music.
Already going.
You have perfect time. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. Tomorrow, stay tuned. Goodbye.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.